Defending liberty 1 hour at a time and broadcasting live from the RWB Network studios in New York City, this is the Rhino Report. Always right.
You want answers.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go.
We are going to raise taxes on the middle class.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard.
You are very rude.
We are going to make America great again.
USA! USA! USA!
And fellow Americans, let's roll.
And now, here's your host, the Rhino.
The new sheriff in town.
Hey, hello, hello, hello. I am the Rhino, and this is my report. Today, Monday, January 9th. 2017, and we are coming to you from the RWB Network Studios here in New York and live on CRN Digital Talk Radio. So the squeaky wheel gets the grease. After 3 years of complaining about no rain, Mother Nature is playing a cruel trick on our friends in California. The atmospheric river is dumping tons of rain across California and up to 20 feet of snow in Mammoth Mountain. There is, however, a downside to all of this stormy weather. Northern California has lost one of its greatest treasures, the iconic tunnel tree in that Calaveras Big Tree State Park is no more. It fell over in one of these storms. But the question still remains, was anybody around to hear it? All right, let's get to today's big headlines. First, Hollywood has once again gathered together in order to spend the night patting each other on the back. As usual, these mostly uneducated, ill-informed, and sheltered snowflakes have used their platform to take aim at conservatives across the country. This time, their idiot-in-chief spokeswoman was the washed-up Meryl Streep. We'll tell you what came out of this brain trust's mouth last night. Also, once again, the votes have been tallied, and once again, Donald Trump has still won the election. But it wasn't without a few fireworks late Friday evening. And while the people of Michigan have to be very pleased with all the good news they've been getting lately from the incoming Trump administration, is the 45th president on the verge of virtually eliminating the Democrats' biggest donor? You don't want to miss what I'm seeing here. All that plus O.J. Simpson may have a car waiting for him when he gets out of prison. We'll get you up to date on the manhunt currently ongoing in the Sunshine State. And Iran receives some warning shots. It may be the last time they get warning shots. All that plus your daily dose of common sense you can only find here on the Rhino Report. But first, let's kick this week off the same way we always do, with a salute to our country, with a Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, we have a lot to get to on today's show, but you got to check out rhinoreport.com. If you haven't done it over the weekend, do it again today. New stuff up there, new newsletter stuff, new Rhino rants, lots of cool stuff. A new article by Tina, a new article by Robert. Got to check those out. And as always, follow me on Twitter, at Rhino on Air. That's at Rhino, R-Y-N-O on Air. Or you can check us out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheRhinoReport. You can always email me, Rhino, R-Y-N-O, at RWBNetwork.com. If you have some complaints, if you have some gripes, if you have a story for me, whatever you got, maybe you just want to say hi, you can do that too. Do not go anywhere, guys. We'll be right back. Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your health care.
Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Big shout out to everyone listening right now, Red Nation Rising Radio, the Liberty feed. We're live there Monday through Friday, as well as streaming talkradio.com and klrnradio.com. That's midnight Eastern, Tuesday through Saturday, in case you missed the live show, which I do not recommend you do. The live show is always more fun. Lots of stuff can happen, so you don't want to miss that. Also, you can listen on your favorite podcasting platform, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, iHeartRadio. Just type in the words The Rhino Report, and we're right there. And we are going to have Tina's latest take. That's going to be posted to Spreaker just after this show, so you can check that out. I think episode number 8. 8 or 9. One or the other. And she has a new article up on the website. It's an open letter about Obamacare. You got to check that out as well. And if you got nothing better to do tonight, and you have already checked out today's show and yesterday, well, I guess last weekend's show, you got to do that. Got to check out the weekend show. Then you can try 8 o'clock tonight, 8 p.m., The Conservative Cartel, one of my favorite shows. They are on 8 p.m. It's a two-hour show. They do it on Facebook Live, so you can interact with the two hosts. It's Matt Locke and Gavin Mitchell. Both host their own shows, very good shows, but they get together Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, and they do that show. So you want to check that out. Good show. It's produced by Ron Phillips, the immortal Ron Phillips. And I think this week, speaking of other hosts, I think we're going to get the Midwest Clown Killer to come on the show. We're going to get Rocky Stucci. I'm going to convince Rocky Stucci, a good friend of mine, to come on this show. And we can talk about all of the random clown sightings and what they're doing about it in the Midwest. This is a guy you don't want to make mad. Don't want to make Rocky mad. In fact, he has the name of a New Yorker, but the residence of someone in Minnesota. So, interesting combination. Don't want to miss that. Hope you guys had a great weekend out in California. Lots of rain. That tunnel tree, it's no more. That's something that you saw in, like, the social studies books when you were in elementary school and junior high, was this big sequoia tree, and they had a tunnel through it, and cars were driving through it. I guess for the last, I don't know, what, 15 or 20 years, it's been a walking path only type deal. I hope no one was walking under it. This thing splintered and just fell over. Fell over, all the rain, a lot of weight. You tunnel through the trunk of a tree, that's bound to happen at some point. It doesn't matter how big the tree is. That's really unfortunate. It was a beautiful sight. It's one of those iconic things that, you know, once again, here's something else. And, of course, it's a way different thing, but we'll be telling our grandkids about the Twin Towers. And we'll be telling your grandkids about this tree. So it's unfortunate. But here in the east, a little bit of snow. Got about 6 inches of snow, just enough to screw up traffic for about 2 days, which is really unreal to me because we get snow. Here on Long Island, we get, I don't know, 35, 40 inches a year. Not a lot. About 10 inches more than the national average. But it's like whenever it snows, people all of a sudden go, oh my God, what is this? What is this white stuff falling from the sky? It's a microaggression. We don't know how to handle this. And there are cars everywhere. I was driving on Saturday. It was snowing 3 or 4 inches on the ground already. See, the plows around here don't come out until it's all done. Once it's all done, then they clean it up afterwards. Terrible way to handle it, but that's how they do it. And cars are all over. They're spinning out behind me. They're spinning out in front of me. Not good. Not good. But I know some places got a lot more. You go down to Virginia, North Carolina, they got lots of snow down there. Lots of snow. I'm a little jealous. I'm a little jealous. Good news is here in New York, Governor Andrew Cuomo did not shut the roads down. See, he's good for that. Whenever there's going to be a little bit of snow, like, northern New York gets a lot of snow. 200 inches a year. That's quite a bit of snow. but on Long Island, Westchester County, New York City, whenever there's like more than 6 inches, they start contemplating shutting the roads down. You would think it's like Atlanta, Georgia. So you guys don't deal well with snow. You get a little bit of ice, you get a little bit of snow, everyone goes nuts. The whole place shuts down for 4 months. Here, a couple of days, no big deal, but they shut the roads down. It's not about the safety aspect. That's what they lean on. It's about the control aspect. See, we can shut the roads down. And now my question to that is always, well, what if you work in a capacity similar to mine, away from the radio show, in building maintenance and facility management? Guess what? There are parking lots that have to get plowed. Do I have to put my business aside because you want to shut the roads down? In fact, a friend of mine, we had our road shut down last, I think it was February. We got about 4 inches of snow, so we got to shut the roads down. A friend of mine got a ticket. He was driving on one of the major thoroughfares in the southern part of Long Island, and he was pulled over, and they gave him a ticket. He had a plow on his truck. He had a little yellow light on the top of his truck. He said, I got to go from building to plow because they have to open tomorrow. Their banks, their grocery stores, their things that can't be closed. And he got a ticket. So he wrote a letter to, I guess, the Attorney General here in New York and to the governor and whatever that matters, saying, that's fine, I'll pay your ticket, but I'm going to charge you for the business that I missed and these contracts that now will not renew because I couldn't be there to plow them out because you shut the roads. And county plows and state plows don't take care of private businesses, or they shouldn't. Some do, I know. So what happened was about 2 months later, they got a letter back saying they were squashing the ticket on them. But, you know, it's about control. It's all about control. But that's how these Democrats are. They even tried to control what was going on Friday. The Senate and Joe Biden had to officially then confirm that Donald Trump is the winner. There's nothing else going on. There's no more recounts. I mean, Donald Trump has won, what, like 4 times already? He won on November 8th. He won the recounts. In fact, he got more votes after the recount. He won the Electoral College vote, despite what the Hamilton electors, what they were trying to do. And then it's officially confirmed. And they have a representative, someone from, I think, Washington, a Democrat, stood up and said they wanted to debate this. They want to debate this. And Joe Biden says, well, do you have any Senate sponsorship? Because the House can't do this. They need a Senate sponsorship to debate things. And she goes, well, no. And so Biden gavels it out and says, it's over. It is over. Joe Biden finally realized what these Democrats couldn't realize 3 months ago. It's over. You lost. Get up, dust yourself off, put your big boy pants on, and try again in 4 years. They don't like losing. They're not real good at it. In fact, Hillary Clinton, as we all know, she lost more electoral votes due to the Hamilton electors than Donald Trump did. Trump wound up officially now for the fourth time, 304 electoral votes. Hillary, 227. Colin Powell got 3. Ron Paul and Governor John Kasich both got 1, along with the spotted baloney or spotted eagle, whatever that is. And Bernie Sanders got 1 vote. So that's it. It's all over. Now it's up to the Senate and the House. You got to confirm these people. And there's talks that they do not want to confirm Donald Trump's cabinet picks. When the Senate had no problem confirming Obama's picks, 7 of them, in fact, on the day of his inauguration in 2009. And they expect the Democrats are going to reciprocate. Well, guess what? They're little kids. They're not going to do it. They don't play fair. See, Donald Trump realizes that. So we're going to talk about that when we come back, these confirmation picks, these cabinet picks. Plus, we got to talk about Meryl Sheep. Meryl Sheep, she's leading the sheeple. At the Golden Globes, they gave her a lifetime award for not shutting up. When's my award coming? We'll be right back.
As we are all aware, restaurants and celebrity chefs come and go. But one restaurant is constant, El Cholo. Hi, this is Larry Elder. Since 1923, the original El Cholo on Western Avenue and those in La Habra, Santa Monica, downtown L.A., Anaheim Hills, and the latest Corona Del Mar have served millions of loyal fans and multiple generations. If you've dined there, you know the reason why. It's those fresh green corn tamales, Carmen's historic nachos, the margaritas, and so much more. Treat yourself and dine at a restaurant you really want to go to, not one where you're supposed to go to. El Cholo. I know I do.
Announcing a new handmade glass collection from Crystal Light Bohemia in the Czech Republic, established in 1794. The tradition of the factory remains, making handmade Bohemian glass with a family heritage and dedication for the finest craftsmanship, creating Czech glassware, the finest glassware in the world. Now, Crystal Light Bohemia brings this new and traditional glassware to the United States, featuring our world-renowned crystal products at reasonable prices. Crystal Light Bohemia also announces our new technology, titanium crystal glass, an abrasion and chip-resistant, shatter-resistant, crystal-clear, brilliant shine, and fire-polished crystal glassware like no other. Smooth to the touch, this lead-free crystal glassware is dishwasher-safe, stronger, and durable, yet so delicate to the eye, and it's in demand worldwide. Find out more and order your glassware today at crystallite.org, crystallite.org.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free, and your donation is tax-deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
The smartest way for you to get the lowest prices on your plane tickets, domestic or international, is to call SmartFares, first or last, but you've got to call us before you book your plane tickets. Fly anywhere in the world, fly anywhere in the U.S., and SmartFares can save you up to 75% on your plane tickets. We have the lowest airline ticket prices on over 500 airlines, and you've got a great 12-hour free cancellation window. Plus, with our live agent help, you can always get fast help and fast answers. So on your next trip, maybe today, maybe tomorrow, how about right now? Pick up your phone and call SmartFares. Plus, save up to 75% on your plane reservation. So call right now. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644. 800-915-2644.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. You can follow me on Twitter and Gab. We're speaking freely on Gab. It's the same handle, at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. So follow us there. We're still on both. Actually, Gab is pretty cool. Gab is really cool. Definitely is. It's not, it doesn't have the capabilities and the layout that like Twitter does, but it's getting there. It's in its first or second version. Twitter's in like its 4 millionth version. So these things keep getting better. And if you haven't done so, you got to check out this last weekend's show. It was called Hashtag. We name all the shows in case you're new to listening. We name them. It was Hashtag The New Patriot. One of my favorite shows. Every once in a while you put together a show. And I listen to all of my shows on playback two or three times sometimes. And that's because I'm just an unrealistic perfectionist. And I like to see what we're doing right, what we're doing wrong, what hits, what doesn't. A little inside baseball stuff here for you. But it was one of my favorites. And if you're new to the show, you should also check out a couple others. See, I don't rank my shows, but I have like top fives. Ones that I go, oh, I really, really like that one. And The New Patriot is definitely in the top five. Also, back in April, we did one called My New York Values. That was a good one. That was in response to Ted Cruz and when he had insulted Donald Trump by saying his New York values. And I tell you all about my New York values and how they're not what Ted Cruz was saying, although I do have a ton of respect for Ted Cruz and his supporters. Also, one in August we did. It was sort of one that wasn't planned. It was called Their Life Matters. And that was a good show. That was late August, I believe. You got to check that one out. And The Redcoats. I love the show The Redcoats. I don't know why, but those are like my top four. So My New York Values, Their Life Mattered, and The Redcoats along with The New Patriot. So you got to check those out if you're new. And I appreciate it. Let me know what you think. You can email me, whatever you think of the shows. rhino@rwbnetwork.com. And we can talk about it. If you're nice, if you're not nice, I'm just going to delete it. So take your chances. All right. You know, I didn't want to talk about this today. And I was reminded very nicely that I probably should. And I don't like this Hollywood stuff. I hate it, in fact. I don't go to movies. I can figure out a better way to spend $40 than watching a movie on essentially a screen that's like 10 inches bigger than my TV. Right? Because you sit so far back. My TV is almost the size of a movie screen. Why do I have to go to this theater where 100 butts have sat in the same seat? I don't want to do it. I got to pay $20 for popcorn. You know, you got to get the snow caps. That's another $8. You get a bathtub of soda. That's $15. I don't like doing it. And I don't like putting my money into the pockets of these celebrities who think they have a platform just because they are rich and they have money and they've done whatever they have to do internally to get themselves to the point that they're at. Most of these people have very little talent. They do things on the side and in Hollywood that get them to these specific spots where they get to be stars in movies. Not every single one of them grew up doing small plays in a small town somewhere in Indiana and got discovered. No, if you believe that, you watch way too many of these movies. It doesn't happen that way. I hate to tell you, but it doesn't. So I don't like spending my money, so I don't like listening to them. They put out these videos before the election, after the election, before the Electoral College met. They did it. These videos. They're trying to tell you, and all these videos have done is make the average person say, shut up, just shut up, we don't care. Great, you made millions of dollars, but you also promised you were going to Canada, and you haven't. So they get together, how many award ceremonies are there for these clowns? They must get together like 17 times from January to March, and they pat each other on the back, and how great they're doing, and they just pass over. The same thing we didn't want with our presidency, passing the crown around, they do it with these awards. This one gets a Golden Globe, and this one gets a People's Choice, and this one gets an Oscar, and this one gets a Roger, and that one gets a Tiffany. It doesn't matter. Who cares? Who really cares? And they show up, and they get these like $200,000 gift bags with all the latest stuff and gadgets, and they don't donate it. They give it to their little entourages, to their friends. So Meryl Streep, she's the idiot in chief last night. She gets this award, Lifetime Achievement Award, the Cecil B. DeMille Lifetime Achievement Award. The person who spends the most years talking and doesn't shut up. And she goes on and says, Hollywood is vilified. They're vilified, the most vilified segment of American society. Really? Because I thought it was me. I thought it was the angry white guy. I thought we were the most vilified. Now it's the angry white millionaires who live in Hollywood? I'm so confused. I'm really confused. We'll finish talking about this and the other dopey thing she said, along with I'll get you caught up to speed with this manhunt going on in Florida. No good down there. Two officers dead. Terrible. Guys, we'll be right back. Hang in there.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Come to Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante in Fullerton, California for our sizzling party savings. Book your wedding event or reception, your birthday bash, or a special event of any kind and celebrate at Angelo's and Vinci's. Come to Angelo's and Vinci's and celebrate in one of our many festive banquet rooms. It's an incredible fun event you'll never forget. Food, music, and lots of fun. Call for the details and don't forget our daily lunch and dinners, plus our Sunday champagne brunch. Just $14.95. Minestrone soup, sausage and peppers, pastas, chicken dishes, salads, scones and muffins, plus so much more. A chocolate fondue fountain, zeppelis, cannolis, fresh fruit, champagne, and Junior will be waiting to make the omelet of your choice from our omelet bar. Angelo's and Vinci's has been voted on the Orange County Hot List as one of the top five Italian restaurants for the past 6 years. And don't forget our award-winning pizzas. Thin or thick, they're yummy. It's all at Angelo's and Vinci's Restaurante at 550 North Harbor Boulevard in Fullerton, California. Call 714-879-4022. 714-879-4022.
What are you going to do with your old car? You can try selling it, you could junk it, or you could donate it to Heritage for the Blind. Your car will be towed away for free, and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not. It will be towed away for free, and you'll be supporting those that need help. Heritage for the Blind is a nonprofit organization that helps the visually impaired live fuller lives. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now, 1-800-785-9618. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Plus, you'll get a free vacation voucher. Call now, 1-800-785-9618. That's 1-800-785-9618.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master planned destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Check out all the old episodes, iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, and I will not be getting a Lifetime Achievement Award this year. I don't think this year. Maybe in like 30 years. Maybe posthumously at some point, but not this year. They're giving the Golden Globe one Meryl Streep, or as I like to call her, Meryl Sheep. Actually, fun fact about Meryl Streep, you guys didn't know this, she's actually a man. Yeah, so she's gets this award. She says Hollywood is the most vilified segment in American society, and here I was thinking it was the angry white man. I guess not. She says Hollywood is crawling with outsiders and foreigners. If we kick them all out, you have nothing to watch but football and mixed martial arts, which are not the arts. Oh no, you're gonna threaten me with watching football? Are you serious? This is how pompous and how out of touch and how stupid these people are. If you could give me football every single weekend, or forget that, every day, since the actors and actresses will be gone, they'll be kicked out, apparently, according to Meryl Sheep, we have to watch football and mixed martial arts. I think we should watch, like, one of these mixed martial arts guys versus Meryl Streep. That would be fun. Is it art then, if she's included in the match? Does that count as art? But we'll get football 7 days a week. I'm for it. Let's do it. She said that she goes after Donald Trump for making fun of that reporter. He was not making fun of that reporter. he has done that a million times in other interviews, that same little quirky thing he did. But nope, they're going to run with it. This is how out of touch and how ill-informed they are. She says, oh, they have to help the journalists. She says, they got to help the principled press. The principled press? There's no principled press left. What are we talking about? She said, because we're going to need them going forward, and they'll need us to safeguard the truth. We need Hollywood to safeguard the truth? Are you kidding me? Oh, man. Well, the press said a lot of things about Donald Trump, but they weren't always right, right? They weren't always right. He wins anyway, despite Hollywood, despite Meryl Streep. That would be fun, that Ronda Rousey, whatever her name is, maybe versus Meryl Streep. That's got to be art if she's involved. She's an actor, actress, whatever they call them. I'd pay good money to see that, in fact. She's from New Jersey. She comes off like she's like the Queen's sister. She has like this half-English accent, but she's from New Jersey. This is what we're dealing with, honestly. They'll have 17 more award ceremonies before Friday, so get to look forward to more of these brain trusts opening their mouths. Let's move on. Move on to real people, real heroes. Heroes. Cops. Cops under fire today down in Orlando. This is terrible. This guy was online. His name is Markeith Lloyd. He was accused of murdering his pregnant ex-girlfriend last month. He's been arrested like 20 times since 1994. Why he's even walking the streets is beyond me. This guy's a real crap sandwich. And someone alerts Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton, who is in the Walmart parking lot, that this guy's in line. They noticed this guy was waiting in line, waiting to check out. And she knows he's wanted. So she goes to approach him. He runs out of Walmart. He fires like 12 shots or whatever it is. Strikes her, kills her. She's a 17-year veteran, a mother of two, a newlywed. Terrible. This guy's still on the loose. In fact, there was a sheriff's deputy died also in this chase because he ran out, he got into a car, he got into another car, and there's this whole manhunt going on. And there's a sheriff's deputy. We do not know their name yet, but the minute we do, we will acknowledge this person who died in this chase. It's nuts. This guy, Lloyd, he's 41 years old. He's really a jerk. Really a jerk. He killed, or accused of killing, 24-year-old Sade Dixon, who is his pregnant mother of two, and critically wounding her brother, Ronald Stewart, outside their home. And this happened on December 13th. So, Merry Christmas to that family, right? But this is ongoing. It's unfortunate that people have to be out in the streets after being arrested 20 times. We see this all the time. When this stuff happens, it's very rarely their first offense. It's not even their third offense. And most times, it isn't their 10th offense. Most times, it's 15, 20, 30 times. I wonder how they're going to try to play this guy like a victim now. I can't wait to see how the left does it. They did it in Charlotte, right? The guy holding the book. Remember, he's just holding the book. He was reading, like, I don't know, Two Towers or whatever, Lord of the Rings. He was holding the book. Well, there was guns. He had a gun. He had charges for guns. He had restraining orders. The guy wasn't really a saint. They tried to paint him as being this big community figure. And while every life is precious, there are lessons to be learned here. When the police tell you to drop the weapon, it's a good idea to drop the weapon or they will drop you. That's how this happens. Yet another reason why people went to the polls on November 8th and decided that we are tired of being held hostage by the left, PC, and these criminals. They're voting for law and order. They voted for law and order. Unfortunately, it didn't kick in time for Master Sergeant Deborah Clayton or the sheriff's deputy who died today, who had to chase this scumbag, or the dirtbag, as the police chief calls it in Orlando. Somebody who's been accused of killing now three people. Or two, well, one, two, three, four, if you count the pregnant woman. It's never going to end. It's never going to end. They don't teach kids in school anymore to respect police. That's part of the problem. They just don't teach them that. I remember back in the day, and you got to go back, I mean, not even that long ago, 15, 20 years ago, a lot of schools used to teach, like, safe firearm handling in schools. And that went away. We can't teach them how to use guns. We don't teach them to respect law enforcement. We don't teach them to respect authority. Now, there's a difference between respecting authority and just submitting. You should always question it, but you have to respect it, too. This mother did not know she wasn't coming home. She was trying to do her job. And this guy, Markeith Lloyd, had no respect. No respect. So we should have no respect for him. All right, when we come back, we'll talk about these confirmation hearings, Donald Trump's cabinet. The Democrats want to hold it all up, and they're being led by Chucky Schumer. Chucky Schumer, he's the new Harry Reid. Get used to this clown. He's going to be around for a while. They love him. They love him. Make America sick again, Chucky. That's what they're going to do. Plus, warning shots fired.
Hey, guys. Ryan the Rhino DeSico here for my friends at Liberty HealthShare. If your health care has become a burden and you're worried about being stuck for another year, listen up, because you do have options. Liberty HealthShare could be the solution to your problem. Open enrollment is here, and this could be your chance to free yourself from insurance. Take this opportunity and join Liberty HealthShare. You can finally be in control and have freedom when it comes to your healthcare. Liberty HealthShare offers an entirely open network, which means you choose your own doctors and you choose your own hospitals. Liberty HealthShare offers freedom from insurance, meaning there are no related tax penalties. To find out how you can easily make the change, call Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237 or visit their website at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org. Do it today.
Let me take just a moment or two, if I may, and talk about a great place to eat. That's right, for you folks anywhere in the eastern San Fernando Valley, drop into Bob's Big Boys. That's right, in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. Now, everybody remembers the name Bob's. They're getting bigger and bigger every day. And little old Bob carrying the hamburger in his checkered overalls is the same Bob that you remember from back through the years. And, of course, if you want to go in for a great lunch, remember their classic burger, the original double-deck hamburger combination. Delicious 100% pure ground beef in two patties with American cheese, lettuce, and our famous Big Boy special sauce. The name is Bob, and I think when you go in, you'll say, by golly, I'm sure glad that I found this restaurant because it's good for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. They've got all kinds of things, and all you have to do is remember, Bob's Big Boy in Sun Valley at 8274 Sunland Boulevard. It's a great place to eat.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Let's talk about the Senate. Let's talk about some confirmation hearings. The Republicans were under the belief that the Democrats were going to play fair. Well, since the Republicans confirmed 7 cabinet-level appointments on the day of King Obama's inauguration, the day he got that scepter, a scepter he does not want to relinquish, they confirmed 7 people. And the next day was Hillary Clinton. Had they not rushed to judgment with that confirmation, perhaps there'd be 4 people still alive in Benghazi today. But they think that the Democrats should play fair. We helped you guys. We knew what your president's agenda was, and we got his cabinet-level people confirmed. And you should do the same for us. That was never going to happen. The Democrats, they're like little kids. If they don't get their way, they're going to lie, steal, and cheat until they do. And if they can't do that, they're just going to take the ball and they're going to go home. Now, there's not much they can do. As long as Republicans can stay united, and this may be a tougher task than we think, if they can stay united, they don't need the 60 votes to confirm anymore. Remember the nuclear option. They used to need 60, thanks to the Democrats, because they were so hungry for power when they had just a little bit of it. Now it's down to 51. And 9 votes in the Senate is an awful lot. I mean, you're talking about almost a tenth, right? So, this week we're going to see Jeff Sessions, Senator Jeff Sessions. Tuesday, he's going to meet with the Senate Judiciary Committee. That's the same panel that denied him federal judgeship because they said he was racist back in 1986. And then you have Rex Tillerson. Tillerson Rex. He's, of course, the ExxonMobil CEO there. He's going to go before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee on Wednesday. That's for his nomination as Secretary of State. I think that's the one that a lot of people are pointing to and saying he may be the one that the Democrats really stand up and say, absolutely not. And some Republicans, too. You may have your McCains, your Lindsey Grahams, your usual suspects be the ones that stand up and say no, because he's had to deal with Russia before. God forbid we have a Secretary of State who has dealt with a foreign country before. What are we thinking? How could we possibly have that? This is part of the Donald Trump presidency, is you're going to have skilled people. Now, I can tell you, if Donald Trump thought that Rex Tillerson got the raw end of the deal with Russia when he was dealing with them on behalf of ExxonMobil, then Donald Trump would not have appointed him or nominated him. It's because Rex Tillerson won when he dealt with Russia. Had he gotten raked over the coals and lambasted, and there were no confidence hearings on him in the various companies he worked for while dealing with Russia, Trump never would have nominated him. It's because he won. And when you have a culture of winning, you have a culture where people are happy, they're prosperous, they're feeling proud. See, there's not a lot of pride left in this country anymore. A lot of people in our law enforcement, they're proud, but they feel threatened. People in our military, these great men and women, they're proud. These people are proud. I wish I'd have the pride that they have. They're really good at it. But when you make people proud and you make them happy and you make them feel emboldened, they forget all about this garbage we call progressivism and globalism. Because those two things thrive on the weak, on the meager. That's what they thrive on. You have to create that in order for people to follow you. People will follow you when they think there's no other option, when you are the way out. But when you embolden people, and you have a 16-year-old kid can go on Twitter and give the finger to Putin, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. People forget all about everything else, about feeling sorry for themselves. So, I like Rex Tillerson. I don't think it's a bad nomination, and I think he should be confirmed. But I think that's the one. If there's going to be one, that's going to be the one where there's a big problem. Sessions, I think Sessions is more than qualified. I think he'll get confirmed, no problem. And when Jeff Sessions gets confirmed, these little clubs like Black Lives Matter, they better watch out, because Sessions is going to be on them. He's going to be on them. So we'll talk more about this as the week goes on, and there are more hearings and everything else. Big week for that. Big week for that. 11 days. 11 days until President Trump. Huh? Did you ever think that day would come? It's like, I've said it before, I hate the fact that there is such a long time between the election and the inauguration. I know a lot of things have to happen, but in the day and age of internet, we could get all this stuff done in a matter of 20 minutes. It's weeks and weeks and weeks. That goes back to the days when you had to notify somebody. And you had to ride a carriage and a horse and buggy across the country to report and get numbers and hold all these meetings. You hop on a Gulfstream, you're in Washington, D.C. from anywhere in this country in less than 5 hours. So, I never thought it would happen. November 8th, one of the best days of our lives. It's going to go down the history books that way, too. It is. All right. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about what's going on in Michigan. There's more good news. You guys haven't even seen the start of it yet. not the president, and you have these, it's going to be Motown. Motown all over again. Part two. We'll be right back.
You order a glass of your favorite Cabernet, fresh asparagus, hollandaise on the side, a filet, medium rare. You unfurl your napkin with a flair, close your eyes, and prepare to listen. Ah, there it is. The sweet music you long to hear. The sizzle. The sizzle of a Ruth's Chris steak.
The most magnificent corn-fed prime beef, broiled to perfection at 1,800 degrees. Some call it a sizzle. We call it an anthem.
As the waiter approaches, you think, is this one mine or that one?
Ruth's Chris Steakhouse. Like Ruth always said, life's too short to eat anywhere else.
Make a reservation online at rootschris.com or by calling 800-544-0808.
This is Larry Minetti for Herpanicin, the acne medication that really works from the inside out. If you suffer from skin problems, Herpanicin is the most unique and effective formula on the market. It cleans your skin from the inside out and gets rid of all kinds of acne and blemishes on your back, neck, and your face. It works so well, you can look and feel like a movie star. Herpanicin, a natural supplement created by Dr. Wayne Diamond. You take a pill, and that's it. I've been on these supplements, and they really work, folks. Don't be afraid to look in the mirror ever again. Get Herpanicin today. Call 888-467-4200. That's 888-467-4200. Herpanicin, it really works. 888-467-4200. Tell them Larry Minetti told you to call. And look and feel like $1 million with Herpanicin. Call 888-467-4200.
This is a national healthcare alert from the Health Hotline. If you have severe knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, we have great news. Finally, there's a way to reduce your pain without surgery or taking medications. Call us today and learn how you can qualify to get a pain-relieving knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. We'll even ship your brace for free. If you have excruciating knee or back pain and you have Medicare or private insurance, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving, nearly invisible knee or back brace at little or no cost to you. I've used one. They're comfortable and they work, and we guarantee your happiness. So call right now and get yours. I promise. We're here to take your call. Thank you.
800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. 800-290-0759. That's 800-290-0759.
All right, guys, welcome back to this Monday edition of the Rhino Report. Time not on our side today. A lot more to get to. Not a whole lot of time to do it either. But you got to follow me on Twitter at Rhino, R-Y-N-O, on air. Or on Gab, same handle, and check out all the old episodes. iTunes, TuneIn, Spreaker, Stitcher, Podbean, and iHeartRadio, your favorite podcasting site. We're right there. Now, our Navy did something that Iran should not get used to. They should not get used to the idea of warning shots. Because pretty soon, after January 20th, 11 short days from now, we're going to be like that guy who lives out in the woods with a sign on his trees that says no warning shots fired. That's going to be us. We've had like 30 dangerous interactions with Iran in the last year. I mean, up drastically since this nuclear deal got signed, sealed, and delivered. Not to mention they break it every chance they get. I guess there were like 4 Iranian Islamic Revolutionary Guard boats that were told to stop. They were approaching one of our destroyers in the Strait of Hormuz, which sounds like it should be in New Jersey, but it's not. It's near Iran. And they didn't stop, so our destroyer fired 3 warning shots, 50 caliber machine gun, blip, blip, blip. And they stopped, because when you start firing live rounds at people, they tend to do one thing. They stop. But this is going on way too often, not to mention we don't even have any aircraft carriers in that area. In the Middle East, there's none there. They pulled them all back. They delayed deployment for, I think, the the George H.W. Bush, and I think the Dwight D. Eisenhower has returned to Norfolk. So there's no carriers over there. There are a couple of amphibious. I guess there's about 1,000 Marines in the area to hold things off, but it would take quite a while to get a carrier over there if something popped off. So these Iranians, they are not going away. They are feeling emboldened. This nuclear deal emboldened them. They had this first, and they are steps ahead. We gave them billions and hundreds of billions of dollars. And they've launched test ICBMs in violation of the deal. Nobody holds them accountable, but we'll tell Israel that, you know what, they can't settle part of their own country. So this is why we need out, O-U-T, out of the UN ASAP yesterday. All right, let's talk about Michigan really quickly, and we'll do more about this tomorrow. This is something that's evolving, and right now it's evolving sort of superficially when it comes to jobs. Donald Trump now, Fiat Chrysler. They're going to invest $1 billion in the U.S. and 2,000 new jobs. We see GM adding new jobs. We see Ford adding new jobs. Ford canceled that plant in Mexico at $1.6 billion, and they're going to invest $700 million in the current plant in Michigan, and they're going to create 700 new jobs. We're seeing Michigan really reap the benefits of defecting from the blue wall. People are going to be employed now. And yes, part of this is to bring jobs back, which was the message during the election. That was one of the biggest messages Donald Trump had, was get people back to work. Democrats believe the phony 4.6 unemployment number. Everyone with half a brain knows it's closer to 20% real unemployment. So that message resonated. But there's something more to this. Because the UAW is very, very happy. And unions in this country always give their money to Democrats. Unless it's a law enforcement union. The rest of them all go Democrat. Trump is going to change the way the Democrats have to raise money going forward. We're going to finish up on this topic tomorrow. I have a lot more to say on this. But guys, hope you had a great day. Hope you enjoyed the show. A big thank you to all those serving our country at home and abroad. And a huge thank you to those in the law enforcement community. Thank you for all you do. Thank you for all the hard work. Please stay safe. We all depend on you. God bless all of you. God bless all of your families. Have a great rest of your day. And until tomorrow, guys, same bat time, same bat channel. I'm Ryan, and I'm out.